This is
Ryder and Lisa Reloaded,
the official podcast of Hot Mornings with Ryder and Lisa,
powered by Booster Juice,
only from Hot 107.
6 ways that you can clean up your eating.
All right, talk to me.
These are like simple little adjustments that I think will be pretty easy to implement. Like, I think I might try to do all of them. One is chewing gum in the grocery store when you're shopping. Apparently, it gives you that sugar fix that is...
Like, when you're grocery shopping, you want to buy things that are sugary.
Exactly. Or, like, chips. And when you're chewing gum, you don't really want chips. So, apparently, it'll just, like, keep you on your list. You'll get less nasty snacks.
Okay.
All right, next up.
Smart.
Serve healthy stuff first. So, when you're having people over for dinner, you make a dinner for yourself, make that salad first, eat that salad first, and then have the rest of your meal.
Huh.
Just you'll eat a lot less of, you know, the
fatty stuff.
The gravy, if you have a salad first. Don't watch cooking shows is one of the tips.
Come on.
I know.
Whatever happened to tasty videos? They don't pop up on my timeline at all anymore.
Wow, that
used
good
to be
point.
That used to be the only content I had.
Yeah.
I would not even be listening to you when we were doing our show because I was too busy watching how to make an Oreo cheesecake.
It's true.
It is true.
I haven't seen those tasty videos in a long time either. I bet they're not paying Facebook for you to see them, and Facebook's all about that money.
You know, they have the cooking show on at the gym sometimes, and I'm like, why? Can someone change the channel?
I guess you'd work out a little bit harder, though, right? Because you're like, I'm going to get myself one of those.
No, I press stop on the elliptical, and I go to Arby's.
All right. All right, next up, smaller bowls and plates. Just for portion control.
I've learned this. I always just assumed because I'm an adult, I grab the bigger plate. Not the case. Yeah. Not the case at all.
Don't need it. I have a buddy who lost a bunch of weight, small plate, and he could put as much as he wanted on it. But then he wasn't allowed seconds. That was how he switched his eating habits.
He's just like piling it up like that one mouse in Cinderella that's picking up all the corn, and he's like, starts biting down on it and has it like his hands all the way to his knees. Do you remember that scene?
No, and I feel like it's more of a visual thing. Like you're doing a lot of body motion, and you got to remember this is radio.
Okay, 90s babies know exactly what I'm talking about, right? Come on, Gus.
Hit the pause button for 10 minutes if you want a snack, and then if you still want it, go for it.
Like on a TV show?
No. Like on your life. So if you're like, I'm going to eat these chips, set a timer, give yourself 10 minutes.
That sounds like torture.
If you still want the chips after 10 minutes, then go for it. I don't know. Sounds like it would work.
You got to just chug water.
Yeah.
Or have a nap.
just go to sleep instead of eating. And finally, hiding the unhealthy stuff. If it's visual, you're going to eat it a lot more. So
that's true.
Have like a cupboard that you don't see. It's not in your eyesight. There you go. Some tips improving your eating. Now, go enjoy that beef and cheddar.
Exciting news. Let's talk about things that are trending. Beyonce has produced and created a new album. It's called The Lion King, The Gift. You can stream it now. No, it does not have music from the actual Disney movie soundtrack, but she made it because she wanted to send a love letter to Africa. So there's a lot of African producers and singers on it, but it also includes Jay-Z. Her daughter, Blue Ivy, is singing on one of the tracks. I listened to it. It's awesome. Kendrick Lamar, Childish Gambino, Pharrell Williams, Major Lazer. It just sounds awesome.
A bunch of sick movie trailers dropped yesterday. Well, two.
Okay, the Cats trailer is a crime.
Yeah, that's the one I wasn't real thrilled with. But Top Gun Maverick, summer 2020 is when it's coming out. Looks awesome. And the new Jay and Silent Bob Comic-Con trailer dropped as well. It looks pretty funny.
James Corden ruins movies for me. I'm sorry. He does, and he's in Cats, and I was like, I'm not interested. The CGI is terrible for a 2019 film.
Is there no other chubby
that's
actors
what I'm
with
talking
accents?
About. This is what's upsetting for actors in the industry right now. They're looking at this movie trailer and they're like, him again? I exist?
Yeah.
Like, not me.
Give somebody else a chance. What? Yeah, he's just in everything. He's that guy that's
he's
just like,
Mike Hogg.
You again.
He's always I bet he's the worst at karaoke. So I'm like, I'll sing that with you. And you're like, no, I signed this up. It's a solo song. Give me a mic. I'll take it. Do you got a secondary mic? DJ?
Also trending this hour, a couple big shows make their triumphant return to Netflix, including Queer Eye.
Queer Eye Season 4. I'm so excited. Those are my plans.
And comedians in cars getting coffee as well. So
Woo! There's
your weekend. Enjoy the rainy day. At least you got your Netflix. Both made senior match profiles with our pictures that we uploaded onto Face app that Russia owns now.
Yeah.
That made us look old, and we wanted to see who would get more traction on seniormatch.com.
Now, we got a message from a woman who was very concerned, saying, I hope you're not going too far with this and catfishing people. And no.
I mean,
I'm not responding at all.
I had a couple ladies send me some money, but that's it.
Ryder.
What? No, I didn't even like respond to messages or anything.
I've gotten one match so far.
Yeah.
Which is depressing, first of all. So I go to my inbox on seniormatch.com and it says, Tony Ray wants to send you a message. And then I click on it and it says, I have to upgrade
to read his
message. And you know that people are paying for that.
Yeah. That's greasy.
So, I don't know, Tony. I guess it just wasn't meant to be. It won't even let me see his profile.
What? Okay, your account sucks.
Also, it says one person has viewed my profile since I've created it 6 times. So, Tony, chill. Like, come on.
Yeah, no, I had a lot of messages, a lot of winks.
Really?
Matches, the whole thing. I was a real hit. But then I noticed that my account is now suspended.
So they just knew you were a fake account.
Either that, or it's just that they were sad for the other guys on the site.
It was overwhelming.
I was getting so many hits that my hips were cracked.
Okay, so I figured out why I'm not getting as many hits as you. I think I know what it is. It's not how I look. It's not how I look. Older men want young women. They're not interested in me at the age of 72.
So now I know what you're going to do just so you can win this contest. Start an account for yourself.
And go on to the same dating app.
All you do is think of a celebrity, and I get to ask some yes or no questions, and I'll be able to figure out who it is. Angela is our contestant that is going to try to stump me right now. Angela, what's going on, girl?
Not too much. Just got to work.
All right. You've got a celebrity in mind.
You betcha.
Is the person you're thinking about male?
No.
Person you're thinking about a singer?
Yes.
Is the woman that you're thinking about under the age of 30?
No.
Is the person you're thinking about have dark hair?
Yes.
Is the person you're thinking about Caucasian?
No.
I love this game.
Is the person you're thinking about have curly hair?
Yes.
Was the person you're thinking about a sex symbol at some point in their career?
I'd say no.
That's a hard one.
I'd say no.
Okay.
Yeah, I'd say no.
The person you're thinking about in a relationship, a well-known relationship, with like another celebrity by chance?
Nope.
All right, I have my guess.
I don't think you're going to get it.
You don't? I should be asking more questions.
I don't know. Let's hear what you think it is.
Diana Ross?
No.
No!
Okay. Who is it?
Kind of close, I'd say. Whitney Houston.
Okay. Yeah, not bad.
Not bad, but hey, Angela, you got those Ride All Day passes. You stumped Ryder the not-so-wonderful, so congratulations.
Thanks, guys.
You're welcome.
Diana Ross.
What? That's a good guess.
I'm coming out. No, it's a pretty good guess. What else has she sung? Ain't no mountain high. That's it, though.
She was a sex symbol, I would say.
Yeah, she was.
At least to me. Flower Shop Friday is on the way. It's been a big day for clowns. The It Chapter 2 trailer dropped.
The second trailer, yeah.
K-Days.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. A lot of clowns show up to that. So, with that said, I thought we'd do a clown theme prank today.
Morning, place.
Oh, pretty good, thanks. You?
Okay. What can I do for you?
Good. I'm just wondering if you could fill out a card for me. I'm going to pop in a little later and pick out some flowers.
Okay, what are you going to say?
Okay, you ready?
Go ahead.
Honey, while you walk home from work...
Okay.
If a group of clowns attacks you...
Group. Uh-huh.
Go for the juggler.
Okay. Juggler.
No, juggler.
Yeah, juggler. J-U-G-L-I-E-R.
No, no. Okay. Like, the juggler. Like, not the jugular.
Spell it, then.
J-U-G-G-L-E-R.
Oh, G-G.
The juggler.
Oh, okay, I put it down there. All right.
That's it. Can you just read it back to me, make sure we got it?
Honey, when you walk home from work, if a group of clowns attack you, go for the juggler.
Flower shop, flower shop, flower shop Friday. Go, go, go.
I got scolded at the gym yesterday.
What happened?
Well, I was leaving hot yoga and the instructor was like, you can't be talking during the class, and like called me out. And I was like, what? So I just kind of ignored her. So I was like, I don't think... I'm a 29-year-old woman. She was talking to me like I was a kid.
Well, you're not supposed to talk.
I know. I don't think I did.
You did.
I don't think I did.
You didn't talk.
No.
Mm.
I was in the bathroom when the class started. I like came in a little bit late.
I wouldn't be surprised if you walked in and were like, woo! Sorry about that, guys.
I would never do that.
And, like, while everyone's trying to find their zen.
I'm aware that it's a quiet space.
Okay, well, let's find out.
Who are you calling?
Your gym buddy that you went to hot yoga with last night is a good friend of mine, Jen. So I'm calling her. We'll find out if you were talking or not.
Hello.
Hello, Jen.
What's up?
Not much. You were working out with Lisa yesterday, right?
Oh, yes. We did a spin test in the what time was that? In the early afternoon?
I don't care.
No. Okay.
You guys got scolded, though, I'm hearing, from the yoga teacher.
Oh, yeah. She told us that we were talking and that it was a quiet zone and we weren't allowed to talk in there.
Okay. And Lisa claims that you weren't talking, or she specifically wasn't talking. She may have thrown you under the bus a bit.
I did not.
But... Yeah. Was Lisa talking?
No, I don't think that either of us were talking. We at one point looked at each other and said, oh my God, this is hard.
That's talking.
And, whispered it.
Okay, do me a favor and like show me how loud you would have been when you whispered, this is very hard.
Oh, but I don't think I said it. I think Lisa said it.
Okay, well, did I sound like this? This is really hard.
It was even quieter than that.
Okay, Thank you.
You do it, Jen. You whisper it. Say, this is really hard.
No.
What?
What are you turning this into?
Nothing.
Okay.
Well, thank you for the clarification.
Yeah.
Neither of us were talking.
Thank you.
Don't believe it. All right, Lion King. Pretty special movie by the sounds of it. And the music's just incredible. It's a pretty tough soundtrack not to sing along to, one song specifically, so we're going to put that to the test right now.
Here's another person on hold that's not actually on hold. Brought to you by Ryder and Lisa.
780-784-7107.
Hey, Lisa.
Lisa's not in the studio right now. She's just grabbing a coffee. Can I just put you on hold for a second and we'll hit you back when she gets back?
Okay.
Okay, one sec here.
Perfect harmony. The love of tonight.
Lisa's back.
Hey, Lisa.
Hey.
I just wanted to tell you I'm like your biggest fan.
Thank you. What's your name?
I'm Ryan.
Cool. Have a great weekend, Ryan.
Ryan's quite a singer. You missed it.
Oh,
you were
really?
Out grabbing a coffee, yeah.
What?
Nothing. Snorty McGee. All right, let's do this.
Now it's time for something that you'll probably forget. It's things Lisa found on the internet.
Hey.
If you're someone that likes to go to festivals, Lollapalooza in Chicago is coming. The Wienermobile that Oscar Mayer had is going to be set up as an Airbnb for $136 a night at the festival.
Imagine, like, in it.
I would just be wondering, like, where are the free hot dogs?
Just hungry the whole time you're there.
Yes, that's all I'd be thinking about.
This sounds awesome. I relish the idea.
Oh, you're funny.
Thanks.
This is a tragic story. A couple in Russia fell from their 9th-story balcony while becoming intimate. The lady tragically passed away.
Oh, no.
The man who landed on top of her walked away from the incident.
At least she died doing what she loved.
Honestly. Can you imagine walking away from that?
Yeah, there's just way too many visuals popping into my head right now, and I'm not allowed to talk about any of them.
So you've heard of take a book, leave a book. Those little libraries that you see at dog parks and stuff.
I always just take a book.
You don't leave a book?
Nah.
Instead, they have little free pantries now across America. So you can just put in some peanut butter, some jelly, some bread, some sugar, and then if other people need it, they can grab it and bring it back.
You know who's going to love this the most?
Who?
The wildlife. What are they doing?
The bears are going to be pumped.
Like,
also, do you really trust that someone's not going to double dip? Like, you know when you're making a PB&J, and there are the people that dip it in the jam first and then use the same knife and put it in the peanut butter, and you're like, what are you doing?
Yeah.
Like, you know that's going to leave raspberry seeds in the peanut butter.
When I just go in, like,
full hand. Mitt in. But it does stop the awkward conversation between neighbors. Like, hey, can I borrow some sugar? Also, do you want to hook up? He's like, who really goes to their neighbor's house to ask for sugar? Come on, we all know what that really means.
Oh, is that what that means?
I don't know. Does it not?
I've given out so much sugar.
I just go and I ask for sugar and I'm like, why is everyone shutting me down and just giving me sugar?
This is
Ryder and Lisa Reloaded,
the official podcast of Hot Mornings with Ryder and Lisa,
powered by Booster Juice,
only from Hot 107.